अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरं लोके जन्म यदि दृशम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग अबाउट द डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ द योगी हु इज अनेबल टू अटेन परफेक्शन ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योगा। And Krishna is giving two possible trajectories. The previous verse gave one trajectory, that such a person who has done some yoga, little yoga practice, will go to heaven and then come to earth to be born in a family where the yogi can continue yoga practice in a prosperous or in a brahminical family. Now Krishna says, Athava, alternatively, what can happen? Yogi na meva, for the yogi, kule bhavati dhimatam. The yogi takes birth in kule bhavati dhimatam, in a very intelligent family, a very spiritually advanced family. Dhi refers to intelligence, and in the context which is going on over here, it refers to spiritual intelligence. Kule bhavati dhimatam, so kula refers at large to dynasty. So kule bhavati dhimatam means that he is born in a very spiritually advanced family, a family in which there are lots of spiritual intelligence. Etad didurlabhataram, etaddi, such is, this is durlabha, not just durlabhatar, durlabha, not only rare, but durlabhataram, extremely rare. There is superlative over here. Loke janmayadi drisham, that in this world such a birth is extremely rare. Loki janme idrisham, in this world such a birth is rare. So essentially Krishna states that the yogi can alternatively take birth in a family of way of those with great spiritual intelligence, and such a birth in this world is extremely rare. So our behavior in general is shaped by various factors which can be classified broadly into five. One is our past life karma, which manifests in many ways as our genes. Then there is our upbringing. Then there is our association, the kind of people we associate with. Then there is, of course, our free will. And there is this God's grace, which can manifest in extraordinary ways. So our behavior is influenced by all these things. Of course, we always have free will, and that free will can counter the effects of past life karma, of this life upbringing, or even this life association. But these are strong forces which do shape the way in which we tend to use our free will. And the way we use our free will can be drastically altered by the practice of bhakti, which invokes the grace of God. Now, Krishna's grace is omnipotent. So now, in this world, to make spiritual advancement, to attain yogic perfection, essentially requires that we consistently choose spirit over matter. We choose the things which help us grow spiritually without succumbing to temptation, worldly temptations. And what can ensure that we make such a choice? Arjuna has been asking about a yogi who is not able to persevere with such a choice lifelong. As a yoga chalitamanasa, he says. And from the path of yoga, the mind went away in another direction. So, Krishna says that in the next life, the advanced yogi will be born directly in a advanced spiritualist family. And the advantage is that the upbringing will be very spiritual. And that upbringing has a huge influence on the way we are able to bring ourselves up later in life. So if a child gets a very, if a soul is born into a particular family, is born in a family that has this very serious spiritualists as parents, then the parents will give spiritual impressions right from the childhood to the child, and that will help the child grow, develop a culture of choosing spiritually, and this will be extremely auspicious for the child's spiritual career in that life. Many times, if our upbringing has been materialistic, then we have to fight against the force of our past impressions to be able to practice bhakti. But if our upbringing has been spiritual, then we don't have to fight against those impressions. Rather, those impressions will work in our favor. And thus, in our inner territory, when we try to move towards Krishna, we won't be moving against the current of the inner river. Rather, the inner river will be moving us towards Krishna. Quite often, in our inner world, we are trying to swim upstream. The normal default desires of our consciousness, of the mind, tend to go downwards towards matter and material gratification, and we strive to counter that by pulling ourselves upwards. So it's like swimming upstream, and this downward flow of our desires happens because of the past impressions that we have, either from our past association, from our upbringing, or from our past life karma. And gradually, as we practice bhakti more and more steadily and for a long time, then the inner current will get reversed, because our desires will get purified and we will start moving towards Krishna. But this takes a long time for happening. And if somehow we had inner territory where we were moving towards Krishna, right, where our flow of consciousness is naturally moving towards Krishna, and that would be very fortunate. So that is what happens for a soul who is born in a spiritual family. So in the spiritual family, the upbringing is such that the infant's body, the soul doesn't get any materialistic impressions in this life that have to be reworked later. So in this way, a soul's spiritual prospects are assured by understanding that our free will can be used positively. And the support for getting the free will, for the proper use of positive will, comes when we are born in a spiritual family. And in this way, we can actually take advantage of the positive inner current and keep moving steadily onwards towards spiritual perfection. Now, Krishna says that Dhimatam, kule dhimatam. A birth in a spiritually intelligent family is durlabhatara. It's extremely rare. Why is that? He'll say in the next chapter, 7.3, that Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchidyatiti siddhaya yattam api siddhanam kashchin mam vetti tatvataha. That among people in general, sahasreshu, among thousands, few endeavor to know Krishna. And among those who endeavor, kashchin mam vetti tatvataha, few actually know him in truth. So in this way, those who know Krishna are actually few in number. And that's why those who are spiritually advanced, they are also few. Because that is a general pattern as compared to humanity, most human beings are not interested in spiritual life. Few are interested, Krishna says. And even among those who generally are endeavoring for the higher perfection of life, those who come to know about Krishna are even fewer. So because such people are rare, so naturally birth in such a family is extremely rare. So those who have the opportunity for being born in such families are extremely fortunate, and they can use the opportunity for marching steadily onwards towards Krishna. Now how the journey, spiritual journey continues in this life after having got a conducive birth, that will be talked about in the next verse. Thank you.